This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat, they lose to the Milwaukee Bucks 120-113 in spite of Tyler Hero's 40-piece in his hometown. Bam Adebayo gave you 24 points, 7 rebounds. He passed Alonzo Mourning for second all-time in Miami Heat rebounds. Yet it was not enough. The Heat did win on Friday. They beat the Raptors in OT, 121-11. Andrew Wiggins had 25 points. Tyler Hero had 28. The Heat, they'll be back on the hardwood to wrap up their road trip tonight against the Atlanta Hawks at 7:30. Amy Audibert is going to join us coming up here.
Go to a track meet.
Yep. She'll join us here in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Heat basketball with her. The Pinks! They played to a 2-2 draw. Lionel Messi with a pair of assists. They'll be back in action this week. Second leg of their CONCACAF Champions leg.
Was it Wednesday?
I think Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday. Yeah. Panthers, are just talked about them, but they'll be back out on the ice tomorrow in Nash, Vegas. And then they got a big homestand coming up, starting with a Stanley Cup Final rematch on Thursday with the Edmonton Oilers. That'll also be the day that workouts start for the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. But Mike McDaniel is scheduled to address reporters tomorrow. But one GM out of three who is not. Chris Greer, not having a press conference this week.
Shocker.
I mean, ducking it, dude.
Coward.
I don't know if he's ducking it.
Ducking it.
Totally ducking
it. Ducking it, dude. Right.
Only one of three?
Quack, quack.
What would you ask him?
Oh, I'll let him. Ready?
Yeah. Let me hear it.
Hey, Chris. Brennan Tobin, 560 WQAM. Why did you keep trying to make that Eichenberg thing work, dude? Why did you keep trying to do that? You rolled him out there. He poked Zach Seeler right in the eye. You lost him for a couple of games. How am I supposed to trust you? You're supposed to find the right fat guy here.
That's next a question.
Two-parter.
No, it's a good question.
For those who want the breakdown of it, Thursday, defensive linemen and linebackers work out. DBs and tight ends on Friday. Saturday.
Oh, that's weird. Usually tight ends work out with linebackers.
Saturday is quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. And then the big fatties on Sunday, offensive linemen. Looking forward to watching that combine.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
There isn't anything that I look forward to watching less.
What are you talking about? We gotta see everybody in action. You gotta see what they're gonna do.
That's not seeing them in action.
In action, dude. A little in action. And then I love seeing the intense strength and conditioning coach on the bench press, you know, trying to plow them through it. He goes, it's all you, baby. That's all you. Juicy.
You don't want to see the Canes perform? Leroy? Damian Martinez?
That's not performing. I want to see them play football.
Well.
Running around and doing jumping jacks and vertical. That what does that have to do with football?
Did you go to the combine, Leroy?
Yeah.
And was it – I know it's probably gotten bigger in recent years, but it was the same.
Well, I was the only group that had – we had our own combine because there were so many underclassmen that came out my year that they had a separate combine. So they had two combines that year. If you go to 1990 – combine, they had two combines that year. They had one for the, you know, people who declared and were coming out early, or coming out, you know, regularly, and then they had another combine for all the people who declared and come out early.
We do. We learned yesterday Shedeur Sanders will not throw at the combine. He's going to throw at his pro day.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that do that, so that's no big deal.
Yeah, not uncommon. Not uncommon for that. But you will not get to see Shedeur throw. I haven't seen final word on Cam Ward, but I'd be surprised if he threw at the combine. Normally those guys who are guaranteed like that, they're going to go that early.
So they have a pro day.
Got a pro day. You know, he'll throw to his guys there, too. I'm sure he'll throw to Arroyo and to Restrepo. Unless he wants to, you know, that's the only thing, though. Maybe he wants to show up for his guys. I don't know. Can't imagine Travis Hunter's going to do anything at the combine, right?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Deion came by limo, ran a 40, and left.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
What's happening to all the limos?
What?
Missed the limos, huh?
You mean like an old school limo?
Make
like
a
stretch limo?
You pull up in a stretch limo when you want to make a statement.
I feel like they're probably that's a little outdated, isn't it?
Yeah, bring back the limos.
Wow. When's the last time you've been in a limo?
You can get, by the way, you can get a Uber SUV, which is the same thing.
No, need a limo.
We ended up on a party bus one day, one Vegas trip.
Oh, yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Was that with the doctors?
Oh, by the way, I talked to AJ last week.
Again?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's all right.
Are those the doctors?
He wanted to tell me they're planning another trip in like July.
Very hot. Speaking about boxing, by the way, Dmitry Bivol beat Artur Beterbiev by majority decision.
Yeah.
He becomes the undisputed light heavyweight champion of the world. They are now 1-1 in their rivalry. A lot of talk for a trilogy. I'm not that into it.
What?
I thought Bivol won the last fight. I don't think he's got to go do it again.
Huh.
Fight Benavidez, even though he doesn't seem too keen on fighting Benavidez.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know. He just doesn't see. He's talking about moving up to cruiserweight. I'm like, why? Nobody cares.
Didn't Leroy get Cinchimas a limo for a friend's trip? I got drop off and pick up because I didn't want them calling and ordering an Uber and having an Uber at the airport. You got to meet Uber at certain spots.
Well, speaking of class ended up, we'll do that in about 5 minutes. Amy Audibert, Miami Heat analyst, she will join us coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. And very glad to be joined here by Miami Heat analyst Amy Audibert, who you, of course, can hear on the home game calls with the great Jason Jackson. And then on the road, watch her on FanDuel Sports Network. Hello, Amy. How are you?
Good. I'm hoping in about 9 hours, it's going to be more than 15 minutes of heat.
it's been tough. I don't understand, Amy. Like, I feel like this team teases me every game because it's like I see the most beautiful basketball for the first quarter. And I don't want to feel like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but that just seems to be what's going on right now. What did you make of last night? Like, it felt like the Miami Heat were playing a pretty good game, and then Kevin Porter Jr. just flipped it on its head.
Yeah, and for me, actually, it was the third quarter. I think it was when Milwaukee cut it to six and Spo called that timeout. And I thought that if Miami could push it back to 12-15, maybe they would shut Giannis down for the night, right? And so for me, it's like the moments. It's like these key kind of moments in games. And the first quarters have been nice, but it's not just been the first quarters. It's the NBA, and they're playing good teams, right? OKC. So you do expect some sort of push, right? So I don't... That stuff doesn't like surprise me, and I don't get to, you know, oh no, there is, you know, but for me, it was that segment of the game. It was the back half of the third quarter. And then I would say the back half of the fourth quarter, because there was just, it almost felt like me at times, like the guys, some of them were going, oh no, not again. Right. Like just some huge defensive lapses, taking some really tough shots in the final minutes of that game where it was still a 5-point game with about a minute left, you know? And so, it's super unfortunate. I think sometimes we kind of overcomplicate the game and try to get into that, because we measure when a guy breathes pretty much, right, with analytics and everything. But at the end of the day, you just watch the eye test. You have to come up with key stops, and you have to come up with ways to make some easy buckets in those moments. Really unfortunate about last night, though, because if you remember the beginning of the second half, Miami was responding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time Milwaukee made a run, and that I thought was a great step forward, because at times that's where I think that it has been a struggle, is not being able to respond. And so we did see response for the most part last night, not just from Tyler, not just from Bam. Davion Mitchell hit a big three. Different guys had their hands in that response. Yeah. And that, to me, is a sign of a good team. But at the end of the day, and we say it all the time, it is really hard to win games in this league. It doesn't matter who you're playing. And you have to play, like, when you lapse for entire quarters, it's tough to win those games. And they're unfortunate lessons. They're hard lessons. And I think you look at it two ways, like you are. And I think most people at times, Tobin, where you definitely feel like you're being teased. But then the other side of it is, remind yourself that I believe it's 14 games now where Miami has lost after having double digit leads. And I think that's the second most in the league. I think Anthony Chang was put that stat out last night. The flip side of that is that they are in games, and if they can find ways to hold leads, so their record would be so much different, right? If it was those phone calls and the moments of truth, figuring it out. So I still think, you know, we have a huge push here. The standings are tight. And the best part about the standings being tight is you kind of control your own destiny to a certain extent. With Miami seeing Atlanta three more times this season, twice this week, Chicago a couple more times, those are the teams that they're really kind of battling it out with. So I'm saying super positive in that they can really go on a little bit of a run.
You're doing
here.
Much better than I am right now, which is down in the dumps and drinking a lot after these games.
Oh, no, Toby. Come on.
Amy, is this a rotation thing? Because it seems like, you know, you have that starting five. They all seem to play well together. And maybe even the first, as long as you have three of those starting guys in there. But when you start getting deeper into the rotations, that's kind of when things start breaking down. And I've always known that Spo is a better coach when there's eight guys than 15 guys. Like, when there's only eight available, the team seems to respond better than if there's a whole team available.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think routine and consistency I think that's the key to anyone working in an NBA season, having that type of routine and consistency. Unfortunately for the Heat, it's been a tumultuous season, maybe, like, you know, and so part of that is availability of guys. Certainly Nico and tough news last night, right, with him. That affects your rotation big time as well. I would say you certainly started to feel some sort of consistency in the rotation. Now that's going to get blown up again with Nico, I believe, not available tonight. I don't think the report's out, but I think it's safe.
Yeah, there's this photo. Ira put out this photo of Nico yesterday on the Sun Sentinel with his...
How crazy. The same building, too, as when Tyler,
like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Well, that turned into a finals run. So let's, like, hey, come on, Tobin, I'm keeping you.
But he's such a unique player, Amy, in that he staggers their tall lineup, which they've kind of leaned into, And, you know, there's they're really kind of they're scrounging for playmakers that aren't Tyler Hero. And he brings a little bit of like everything. I don't know it doesn't seem, because you'd be like, oh, he's a guy averages 10 points. You just like, I don't know how they get over this right now. It feels like a huge blow to their bench unit.
Well, I mean, it's opportunity for somebody else, right? I mean, if Jaime can get some opportunity and catch some fire, right? He playmakes in a different way. Definitely unique is, or Nico is so unique because of his size and his skill set at that size. And I would say him, I'd say settling into that six man role, because his minutes were still elevated. He was finishing games. And when he goes in there at 6'10", he's not usually going against anyone his size. They're in the starting lineup, you know? So for Nico, for him not being available, I hope it's shorter than longer. But at the end of the day, like, we're sitting here talking about us and Heat basketball and wanting to win games. I mean, Nico, poor guy, has been having a great season, right? And so it's tough for him, too. I mean, I know he's a tough... I think he said it happened in the first quarter. He played about 7 minutes in the second quarter. All this stuff I'm hearing in his post-game comments. And, man, so he's really tough, you know? I mean, ouch. So how do you overcome it? I mean, someone else has to step up in scoring and playmaking, but it might not be just one person, maybe by committee. I was to say, when you take big losses, I don't think it's fair to put it on one person. It does have to be by committee. I look at guys like Pella, who in their opportunities, I think, have been pretty solid. And so I could see him getting those. You wonder if Haywood cracks back in a little bit. I would say, if we're going to, again, keeping our glass half full, Tobin, I'm really trying here with you. The depth was supposed to be this big plus for Miami this season, and I do believe it is still. Maybe they're going to be able to push forward here a little bit with some other guys getting some opportunities, but you can't just put it on your first five. You just can't.
Of those first five, though, we love watching Kalel. It's been one of our favorite parts of the season. And in the third quarter, like you talk about that response in the third quarter, I thought that he had a really good third quarter, especially when Bam got into foul trouble. But obviously there was a lot, like the green light kind of went on for, you know, Giannis and Brook Lopez, as it probably will, because he's a rookie in there. So how do you think he's handling the ebbs and flows right now? Because he's exciting to watch, but this is going to be part of the growth of having a 20-year-old out there.
Exactly. I think for me, and it's easy to get mesmerized when he walks into a room just because of what he looks like, you know, and his length and how he can match up in this league. But I think even more impressive for me has been his mindset, has been his maturity. You're a first round draft pick and probably got his butt kicked in training camp. I imagine Bam and I imagine UD and all those guys really got into him, right? Like, that could not have been an easy time. And from what I understand, he's actually gained weight in the middle of the season, which is like impossible to do in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So that tells me that he's dedicated and committed to the work. But then also just this late push, right? You go from spotty minutes, sometimes those DNP CDs, like, and then all of a sudden now you're in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. That's a lot. That is a lot for anybody to take on, let alone not a 4 or 5 year college athlete, right? He came out early. And so he is very young. The best way to learn, I do believe, I'm a tactile learner, so maybe I'm biased, but is to get out there and do it. And yes. So you know what I mean? Like, that is, it's reps. It is learning how to go up against a Brook Lopez in one possession, and then you have Giannis flying at you the next possession within a quick, fast-paced game. That's tough, right? Those are two totally different types monsters. Of basketball players, right? And so I think there's more positives than anything right now with Ware. And again, like, you just have to keep going back to it. He is not even one full season into the NBA. And I mean, I get excited when I think about what the potential with him is, and not just him, but like his teammates with him in particular, Bam. It's been really good. So I will keep going back to that. It's like unfortunate in these like moments of truth that they just haven't been able to put together full games, because the win loss is the most important thing. But everything other than that has been pretty awesome, I think, up until this point. So you got to stay with it, Tobin. You got to stay with it.
Amy, I watch Kalel, and at times, and I want to know how difficult this is. He gets lost in between helping and staying on his guy because he doesn't want to give up an alley-oop. Yeah. Is that a team defense thing that he's got to know somebody's going to come and get his back? Because he gets caught like in the middle of not really knowing, and every time he commits, alley-oop. And so I don't know if people are getting frustrated, if Spo gets frustrated with that decision, or it just seems like he's in a tough spot to be so young. And I don't know what he needs to do to kind of to get out of that. Is it the team defense, or is it him having to just choose and go?
I think it's a combination of everything, right? Watching film, learning, communication. To me, if you aren't communicating, and I'm not putting that on Kalel, I'm not putting that, that's everybody. Right. Maybe sometimes it's communication, right? But learning, for me, I can't compare myself to him, but I'm 6'2", I'm pretty big. But when I jumped into any next level, the things you got away with at the previous level, they're not going to cut it anymore. When you're talking about size and length and ability, right? Mm-hmm. He was probably able to get closer to basketballs a lot quicker in college, right? Because maybe the guys weren't as quick, or definitely weren't as big, certainly were not as strong. This is a whole different level. And when you're playing that close to the rim, your margin of error, I don't care how big you are, is less, right? And so I think there is a learning curve, but it's everything. It's watching, it's scouting, it's listening to the coaches. But then again, at some point, you do have to trust yourself to make those decisions, and your teammates and coaches should want to trust you too, right? Mm-hmm. I think that stuff, again, that's he's already proven that he's committed. He's committed to the process. He's committed to learning and to being better. So I do think those things will develop as he does. The one thing you can't teach is his size, and he's got that. Right. So yeah, another upside. I guess I'm trying to sell you too, huh?
No, not really.
Because you don't have to listen. We're tuning in every night, no matter what. Amy, it is. It's just one of these things. It is true. What you're saying, and I think Spo is trying to give voice to this yesterday, is I see a lot of positive things, and I think that's the thing that probably is frustrating for the fans. Is you do see a lot of great things. Man, this season Tyler Hero's having is incredible. For him to have a game, I don't think I would have thought 2 years ago I could see a game where Tyler Hero gets 14 free throws. And that's a huge growth in his game. And he's putting together these 40-point incredible performances. And you just want one of them to be rewarded with the win, because he's just been outstanding. And so it's what you're saying is valid. There is a lot of great things to watch. It's just the result, it almost feels like you're being strung along, and it just takes one moment. And I don't know what that breakthrough game is going to be for them. I'm sure it could be the next one. It could be the Hawks game for all I know. But there is a lot of good to watch, including Tyler, because I think that this has been an incredible year for him.
Yes. And let's not forget, sometimes, and I think we're all a little bit spoiled in that we're watching, or we're fans, or we're working with an organization that does expect to win every year, right? And that's something else too, right? I don't remember the last time the Miami, and I know there have been seasons, but not as of late, where Miami Heat fans are going in and expecting it just to be a learning season or a growing season. I'm not saying that that's what this is either. I do believe these guys want to push here and try to do something special again. But we have to remember that he is so young, right? He's super young, and there's going to be learning curves to that. But when you do want every single, I do go into every game believing that if this team plays hard and they execute and they do the things right, they can play on any given night with any team in the league, mm-hmm. right? It's not going to happen. But yes, when you have guys like Tyler, 40 points, and he shot 3 for 12 from three last night. Think of a couple more of those fall. You're looking at a 50-point game. Right. So
the one from the logo. The one from the logo.
Yeah, he's been incredible. But what an awesome example, because he's someone who has just put the work in, right? He's obviously talented, but he just put the work in. So that to me is leadership by example. These guys are all kind of in these different roles now this year, and different roles, different rotations, different teammates. And by the way, Wiggins and Davion Mitchell. And I would say even in a possible postseason here, I think Kyle Anderson might play an elevated role. These are guys in the middle of the season that are once again, this is going to take time. And we have to be a little bit patient.
Before we get you out of here, Amy, on Wiggins, your first thoughts of watching him in a Heat jersey? He has that incredible poster on Lopez yesterday. He has his first win in Toronto. What have been your impressions of him?
Yeah, I didn't know at first, right? We've only seen Wiggins on the West Coast and haven't really had a microscope on him other than, he can impact and play with stars, but I think he is a star. Huge finishes through contact last night. I believe he leads the league in 4-point plays doing that. But then defensively, this whole other element, especially in pick and roll situations, because he can switch, he can guard multiple positions. He's got length. I mean, in Toronto, because we talked about it on our pregame last night, I mean, when you looked at the way the Raptors defended, which, by the way, they have been a top 10 defense as of late. It's not like Toronto is not playing great defense, because they were so intent on staying stickered up on Tyler or Bam. Wiggins had guards on him. He's not a guard, right? So I think his fit is great. I think he's going to continue to elevate and figure, like, a couple games in with these guys, they're going to figure out more things. And Wiggins has played with Steph. He has played with Draymond. So he knows how to kind of fit in with different types of things. So really looking forward to the potential with him here. And also the thing about Wiggins that I think is the craziest is he's in his 11th season and he turned 30 yesterday. You know, like, think about that. And you know what? In the previous 10 seasons he's played 70 plus games in 8 out of 10 of those regular seasons.
Right.
So like the guys he wants to be there at a really high level because he was a first pick, right? Like, probably could have taken a couple more games off back in the day and he didn't. So to me, I think that's somebody that is now in another organization where there's no build here. It's, you want to win. You can develop and grow, but still win and be competitive. And while I understand your misery, right? There's winning and there's misery, Tobin. Like, there's winning and we're not at misery just yet. I'm not ready to say that yet because a lot of these games have been close. And if you can figure it out on the right time, in particular, those 12 of 18 home games in March, anything can happen. The current of this league is so quick, right? Things can go really well quick or not so well quick. That's for you or the 29 other teams. So hang in there.
You've got me built back up, Amy. I appreciate this. I needed this today. Thanks to Amy Audibert for joining us here. And you guys can catch her tonight, of course, on FanDuel Sports Sun. You got a 7:30 tip from Atlanta, and our coverage gets going at 6:15 here on WQAM, but at 7 o'clock on FanDuel Sports Sun. Amy, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
There you go. And, of course, you can hear Amy on the radio calls with Jason Jackson for the home games. Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you going tonight and for all the action.
You gave up? You quit? You quit?
What do you mean?
You just did it once?
Your week?
Oh, yeah. One and done. Well, they don't want me back. they don't want me back. One and done for Tobes. They're like, get him out of here. too much chicanery when they put me on the pre and post game. But 7:30 is your tip tonight from Atlanta. They got a home and home with the Hawks. Be back at the friendly confines of the Kaseya Center on Wednesday. We'll take a break. Game balls, game bums coming up next.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Time to gather around the locker room and Leroy to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got today, Leroy?
Bum. It's
from a busy weekend.
It's slim pickings on the game ball.
Yeah,
because don't have as much action as we used to have, and all the local teams lost. But I would say my game ball will go to Bam for tying the double-double record that has been around for 30-plus years.
Yep.
And he'll break it here pretty soon. So, and he's crawling up the rebound.
Past Alonzo.
Past Alonzo.
Only got UD left.
He's putting together a hell of a career here in the Heat uniform. And it's unfortunate these aren't coming with wins because we could probably celebrate him a little bit more. But kudos to him because he's done – his game has evolved and he's done a lot of things and grown and gotten his game a lot better since we first saw him playing with the dribble handoffs. My game bum – I'm going to have to go with third quarter.
Bum.
I just, as much as I, hear Amy talk and how this and that, I don't want to feel like this.
Me neither.
I don't want to take a break going into half and just hoping that we get by third quarter. Right? It's miserable. No matter how good your team looked in the first half, you always know that one of those quarters is waiting on you. So my game bump goes to that because it's hard watching basketball, right? Especially with a team you enjoy watching and a team you root for. It's hard watching having that on the back burner every time you turn on a game. Boom!
It's been frustrating. There's no doubt about that.
It has.
Been frustrating. There's no doubt about that. All right. Well, appreciate it. That was a great job, Leroy, from the weekend. Marcos, don't you have a giveaway that you want? Maybe that can make somebody feel better.
I do indeed. I got a pretty good giveaway.
Pretty good giveaway.
I got some tickets.
What kind of tickets?
Got some Miami Heat tickets, but not any Miami Heat tickets. I have tickets to see future Miami Heat lifer Anthony Edwards.
The Ant-Man?
The Ant-Man.
Wow.
Timberwolves tickets.
Dude. Hope Tyler Hero cooks them.
Yeah. For sure.
Why? So you want to get out of there?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's already in the move. I think he does want to get out of there.
Yeah.
How could you not? You see where your team's at. You traded Karl Anthony Towns for what reason? I don't really understand.
Still don't know.
And you see, even though the Knicks, I mean, they can't beat any real good team. But, you know, either way, can't beat a good team. They're off to a much better place than the Wolves are. And he's stuck there with Julius Randle. So I don't know.
Strange,
dude, right?
Has not worked.
Very strange. Very strange. But anyway, what caller number you want to give that to?
Let us honor our boy Nico. Do caller number 5.
All right.
Caller 5 right now. I believe that's also Ant-Man's number.
Mm.
Caller 5.
Wow, Tobin.
What?
You are very quick to like on to the next one.
What do you mean, dude? I wasn't saying I want to trade Nico. I was just saying they have the same number, dude. Jeez. What are you thinking about? Sounds like you're thinking about trading Nico. Seems like if anybody's got their thoughts on it.
All your comments have a backstory.
What? Stop. That's not true.
Marcos?
Yeah.
When you said that, what was the first thing came to mind?
Anthony Edwards also number 5.
Stop. Just stop. Tobin.
What?
Come on.
What?
Even that is too long. We know your angles.
I don't have any angles, dude. I'm beaten down. I have no angles right now.
Really?
Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win those Heat Timberwolves tickets. We've got tickets all week to Heat and Wolves. Heat are back in action tonight, and they'll be back against the Hawks at home on Wednesday. They got what do they got? They got Hawks, Pacers, Knicks, Wizards. That's their next 4 coming up at home after this last road game.
Uh-huh.
Finally, get a little bit of a stint at home for a little bit. See if they're gonna put this thing together, man. I don't know. It's been a tough one. Also, doesn't feel great watching you know, Jimmy Butler do his thing with the Warriors. They're unstoppable right now. They're peacocking. Dangerous. Dangerous team.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Even Draymond's peacocking. You see him? Feels like he found another pep in his step. I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
That is that 14 Draymond? Who's that?
Seems to be a whole lot of excitement, right?
I'll tell you one thing, though. Who's more Montoya? Heat fans yesterday or Klay Thompson? Because Klay Thompson's sitting there, and he's watching Jimmy Butler peacock around with Steph Curry. How do you think he's feeling?
I don't know, but did you see old
what
Marcus
a bum?
Tater
what?
Getting teed up.
Who got
getting teed up? Klay.
Oh, of course.
Oh, he looked miserable.
Oh, he's a
he
curmudgeon, dude. Just angry.
Yeah, I would tell you that being down 40 for a whole game does create some misery.
No. Especially
killed him.
Think about it. He got traded to this team, right? And he's such a bad luck, like just bad dark energy. They traded Luka. They're like, how?
Was he on the team when he went to the finals?
Clay went there this year.
Exactly.
Okay, that's right.
And they traded Luka. This guy's just ruining franchises
for street clothes.
So
I still don't understand this. This is like a crazy thing. I don't understand how you can trade Luka Doncic. This is insane to me.
Well, they try. Listen, every time you do something, you try to justify it, and there will be people that understand your justification while saying behind your back that nobody of Luka's ilk has ever been traded at age 25.
But like, nobody wants to ever get foisted on a trade trading the talented. Like, think whatever you want of the Heat Jimmy Butler situation, right? But like, the Heat are sitting here and they're getting calls this summer about like, do you want Julius Randle for him? And they're like, no. Click. I'm gonna give up Julius Randle for. I'm not gonna give up Jimmy Butler for Julius Randle. Nobody ever wants to get beat on a trade like that. So it had to go so badly that Jimmy Butler had to actively torpedo games on purpose to finally make the Heat tap out and trade him. And the Dallas Mavericks are sitting here being like, I think we gotta get out on this Luka thing early. I think we gotta leave.
About this. You think this trade was about Luka being out of shape or whatever? Or was it about you not wanting to give Luka $350 million?
I don't know. But, like, everybody would give Luka $350 million.
Right. Well, but again, like, we are familiar with this, with the Marlins. Right?
But like, an NBA what did they just pay? Didn't they just buy the Mavericks, the non-Mark Cuban? What did they just pay for that team? What are you going to sink your own investment? They're going to put coffins? Leroy, they put coffins outside of the stadium. Coffins!
And when they opened the thing up, somebody sat up, and guess who it was? Street clothes.
He lasted a half,
but as they would say, it was some of the best half of basketball we've ever seen. I'm like, dude, I've been watching that story all year.
That's called
Don't tell me about a half of basketball.
It's called Heat Games.
Right.
What did he do? Oh, I gave him one of them Heat Games. Good for a half?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I don't understand. They just be ripping stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, He pulled the muscle or ripped a muscle that everything you do is affected by it. Everything.
I don't know.
You know it's bad when they say, oh, adductor strain, he's going to be out for a few weeks. That's not like more than a strain there, boss. I'm going to just tell you.
It's a little bit more. Crazy, man. It's NBA. I just want to win.
I hope they start winning. Otherwise, D gonna keep getting terrorized by iguanas and wildlife in your backyard because you and Tommy ain't got nothing to do.
Well, I'm sitting there watching no matter what. I mean, my son's sitting there goes, they're losing again. I'm like, thanks! I know! He's like, can I watch Messi highlights on the laptop? No!
It's not an abductor. Isn't it an adductor? Abductor.
I don't know, but I went. But I tell you what, Friday's show definitely made me hungry. Went and got myself a chicken tender wrap afterwards. Thankfully, it wasn't stolen. Great. Who won the tickets, Froggy?
James out of Fort Lauderdale.
All right. Congratulations to James for winning the Heat and Wolves tickets, and we'll give away another pair of those later on in the week. And appreciate again Amy Audibert for joining the show as well. We'll take a break, come back, get you caught up with your headlines. Miami Heat dealing with some more injuries, and the Miami Dolphins got the combine coming on up. Back with more after this.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.